Well, I love her, but I love the fish.
Welcome to the official podcast of Trout Porn Nation, your source for the best in fly fishing media from around the globe. Support for this podcast comes from 5280 Angler. 5280 Angler is your premier guide service for walk and wade trips in the Denver Front Range. They are passionate about service and wild about fish. For more info, go to 5280angler.com.
All right, here we go. Let's start this thing off with a bang. I'm recording on the road right now because I'm driving. You may hear some background noise from the cars and whatnot, but we're going to see what we can get out of this thing. So, you get me solo for another episode because I'm waiting on three guests to get back to me, and it's kind of putting a disruption in the schedule, which kind of sucks. Waiting on them. One of them's pretty busy in August. I got to touch base with the other one and touch base with the other one. So I've got three solid interviews lined up, but until they can make it happen, it's just kind of wing it from there. So we're going to wing it. And by winging it, you get me driving home. Left the kids down at the mother-in-law's with the wife. So, I am driving back up, coming through Springs right now. Heading back up to Denver, and I'll work the week in Denver and have everybody back up on the weekend and have the boys' birthday party, his belated birthday party, because his birthday is July 28th, so we have his party a little late, so we can hopefully get some of his friends there, so that'll be good. So let's jump right into something I saw on Facebook the other day, heard about on Messenger, I don't know, probably Tuesday, and that was the Rio had featured a female angler from down here in Denver with a gorgeous brown, I mean, just outrageous, you know, fish of a lifetime for a lot of people, but it was a good fish. But as usual, when you see a woman with a fish, the haters came out of the woodwork, which I don't get personally. I could see if maybe she had said something like, oh, you know, this is a world record fish. You know, I mean, stuff like that gets you a little bit of hate. You know, you typically get people chirping back about, oh, that's not 24 inches, or oh, that's not 30 inches, or oh, that's a private water fish, or, you know, shit like that. And it's really played out, but it happens. So, anyway, you know, Rio gave this girl the spotlight, you know, a little background on her, whatnot, and great fish, and I had heard about this going on from somebody on Messenger, but I didn't know who it was. And I had just stumbled across the Facebook post. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's see what's going on here. So I start looking at the comments. And one of the very first comments on there was something to the effect of, oh, this chick can't catch this fish. She can't even handle the rod. So immediately I'm like, oh man, this dude is going to get fucking torn up. And if you read through the comments, yeah, he got lit up pretty good. But it takes me back to my initial point here is why do we feel the need to just tear people down when they're out doing something they love? Which coincidentally happens to be the same thing you love. You know, I know it's human nature. It's never going to end. It's never going to stop. It's just the way that insecure people are, I guess, is probably the best thing about it. But Yeah, I mean, this dude just went on. I mean, he was fighting everybody in the comment section, which I thought was funny, because if you go look at the dude's profile, he's never caught anything close to as big as that fish that she had. I mean, he's got a bunch of fish that he's holding, you know, two-handed, and there's, you know, 2 inches in between his pinkies, and he's calling them 23-inch fish. He's calling them 5-pounders. Just unreal. So I don't know. It's one of those things that's, you look at it and you start looking at the pictures and you're like, maybe this is just a troll profile. And it's, I don't know. It's just one of the things. It's so fucking sad to see somebody, like I said, resort to that. And it seems to be worse, from what I've seen, when a female posts. I know dudes get a lot of hate when they post, you know, when there's a big fish posted and, you know, some guy's holding it. I think they get a lot of kudos, kind of silent kudos, you know, kind of shit ton of likes and whatnot and all that type of jazz. But, man, when a chick does it, holy cow. I mean, it's get out the haterade and let's have a little run, you know, and it's social media 101, I guess, but it's just stupid to see. It really is. I mean, cause you don't gain anything out of it. You look like a fucking idiot at the end of the day, and you pretty much solidify that if it's a company, yeah, they'll probably never feature you if they pick user photos, you know? So, I don't know, man. The haterade flows, and I don't get it. But, you know, I get a little hate here and there, and which I don't, you know, I'm a dude. I can take care of myself, but, you know, I don't know that we have to hate on everybody in the world, which brings me to my conundrum is, for those of you that know me, I do, I post some controversial things every now and then in a certain Facebook group, WLB, shout out, what's up? They started out as a Hot Take Tuesday and have slowly morphed into a hot take whenever Steve can remember to post it on whatever day. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's mediocre stuff. And, you know, on the last one I said, and I did use the word hate, and, you know, probably a little strong. But I'm the type of guy that's going to stick by what he says, because I think that's the way to be in life. If you said it, you obviously mean it, so now you get to own it. So I said I hate the Hank Patterson stuff. Now, before you start burning and looting and pillaging and doing all types of ill shit like that, hear me out, okay? I do hate the Hank Patterson videos. It's not my cup of tea. Which I'm sure he gets a lot of flack, and he gets a lot of people saying it's not their cup of tea, which is fine. But with that being said, I absolutely respect the shit out of Travis Schwartz, who is the guy that does Hank Patterson, okay? And he does a lot of good for real recovery. And raise, you know, just does a whole shit ton. I mean, he'd probably do anything for any group out there. But I know that he's an ambassador for real recovery, so that's why I bring it up. Totally respect the shit out of him for that. But the Hank Patterson shtick, it's just not my deal. So hate me if you want. Don't listen to the podcast if you want. That's my 2 cents. But, like I said, it's it's one of those deals where you can say you hate things, and you know, to say I hate that as opposed to going on somebody's picture and talking a whole mess of shit about them. Yeah, I would probably say that I hate those videos 10 out of 10 times before I would go on somebody's picture and bash them and talk them down for what they do. Because at the end of the day, every single person out there is fishing because they love to fish. Because there's something about fishing that fills a hole in their life, you know? So why would you go and tear that down? I just, you know, one of those deals. So I guess live with that. If you got hate in your heart, let it out, I guess. I don't know. But if you're hating on shit like that, just man up already, dude. You know? I don't know what you're insecure about. Just man up. So, iCast is over with. It's been out for... been over with for a couple weeks. A lot of new rods. I'm curious. Curious to see what the buzz is going to be like on the H3. On the Helios 3. I am not an Orvis person. I never will be an Orvis person. But I'm curious. It is now August. Soon to be September. Soon to be October. Yeah. I'm getting into those months. Which means it's going to start cooling down. It's going to start feeling like fall. It's going to start looking like fall. The pumpkin spice lattes are going to be flowing everywhere for all my basic bitches out there. So, fall fishing to me is some of the best. You know, get out there, get your... beat it up if you want to beat it up. If not, get your streamers out and start tossing, man. You know, there's nothing like it. Okay, here's something I definitely know I want to talk about. Fly fishing videos. When I'm bored at work, I know I can always go on to a site. YouTube or Vimeo or spoiler alert, not really, it's not a spoiler, but you can go onto the Orvis page, and if you go to their every Friday, they do the Friday Film Festival. You can get lost in just watching videos for hours. Now granted, I don't, but you could easily. I am a huge fan of fly. I love fly fishing videos. I mean, whether it's like a very well produced video, you know, something like Cosmo that Orvis did, which, you know, like I said, or not Orvis. I'm sorry. Holy shit! Scratch that from the record. Something like that Yeti did. Yeti did the Cosmo one. Just awesome. Awesome. Cinematography, the fish, I mean, everything about it, so well produced. I mean, you know, like I said, big company behind it, yeah, it's going to be well produced. But don't snooze at all on like the little, like one person, smaller type dudes that are producing videos and putting shit out there, because some of that stuff, for me anyway, is just absolutely perfect in terms of fishing videos. I'm going to give a shout out right now real quick to like one of my favorite filmmakers, who is Yukon Goes Fishing. So those of you that do know who that is, you probably frequent a certain fly shop in Denver. But if not, anyway, he's a brand man. He's the brand man, brand and marketing manager at a fly shop. So, shout out to him. Yukon Goes Fishing. If you haven't looked at his stuff, take a look. It's on YouTube, I believe. I know it's on Vimeo. That's where I watch all of it, is Vimeo. I think Vimeo's cleaner. YouTube's got so much shit going on. I think Vimeo is 10 times cleaner. And that's, you know, he's a Trout dude. He's a Brown, you know, he loves German Browns, whatnot. He was in Montana for a while. And like I said, now he's relocated and he's down in Denver. So go check out his videos, man. I think you'll really like them. Another thing I really like is fly fishing. I guess we could call it media in general. And you probably heard me talk about it here on the podcast at least once. And that is Southern Culture on the Fly. They do, I don't know if they do a quarterly mag. I think they do a quarterly mag. They do a quarterly online magazine, which is just awesome. Because it's not like the Drake, where it's super wordy and, you know, just, I hate reading when it comes to fly fishing magazines. And that's one of the biggest reasons that I don't buy, you know, I don't buy the Drake anymore. I used to. I really did. But I don't buy that anymore. I don't buy, the Fly Fishing Journal or something like that. Super, super wordy. Fly Fusion used to be really picture-oriented. I think they're getting kind of wordy too for me. But I think when you work in a professional environment, you don't want to keep reading when you're trying to get off of the work mode. So, like I said, Southern Culture on the Fly, there is articles, there is stories, but there's fly tying videos in it, there's destination stuff, there's how-tos, and it's a really, really well put together online magazine. And like I said, I'm in Denver. I trout fish all the time. I've got, you know, never been to the South or fish for anything down there, but it is definitely an interesting magazine regardless of the location. So that's one of those deals. Another one that I really like, which you may or may not have heard me say on the podcast, is This Is Fly. And if you Google This Is Fly, I think it might be thisisfly.net. It's the same thing. It's a monthly magazine. And it's kind of more like a, it always reminds me of like more like a punk rock type deal. So like a punk / alternative kind of reggae feel in a magazine, if you can imagine that. And I really, really like that one a lot. And the best, you know what I really, really like? If you're going to do a magazine, throw some products in it. You know what I mean? Throw a little, you don't have to do product reviews, but throw some shit in there that I haven't seen yet, or maybe that I have seen, and, you know, tell me why I need it. Because that's a proven, I mean, I think it's a good way to drive sales, personally. You know, just throw that stuff towards the end of a magazine. You're done looking at it. Done looking at the magazine, you know, you're flipping through, oh, here's some stuff. Read a 100 to 150 word description on it, and, you know, make up your mind if you need it or not. Most of us don't need more. Most of us buy more shit all the time. So, all right, next topic. Let's fucking fire this one up. My next topic might piss off a quote-unquote competing podcast, but I don't care. What is the deal with rod storage solutions being so goddamn expensive to put in your car? Anybody? Yes, yes, I know they're made of aluminum. You could probably recycle that aluminum for $10. There's one in Denver. Actually, I think most, two of them are based in Denver. So there's the one that everybody is currently on the waiting list for. Fucking outrageous, by the way. Let's just keep launching more products and not deliver on the products that we said we would. But, you know, that's not my business model, so I don't give a shit. There's another one that I know is backed by a well-known fisherman. And I'm not sure what they're called. But they're like bulletproof. I mean, I know they're made out of... I know the tubes are aluminum and shit like that, but the, like, ass end is well... I mean, it's all welded up, and it's... They're very, very impressive, but if you don't have a price for those on the website, then I'm probably not going to buy one. Because I'd imagine they're going to be more than the first one I mentioned. And then the third one, yeah, comes to us out of the Big Sky Country, which... we all know as the 406 up in good old Montana. And those are nice. Those are very, very nice. But, same thing. Super fucking expensive. So how does one that... how does somebody that fly fishes all the time, doesn't want to break down their rods, travel with their rods intact without... dropping 400 to a grand on any of these solutions, you let me know, okay? My buddy Scott, who used to do the podcast, he's got some rope strung up in his Armada. That's how you do it. You want a picture, let me know, I'll send it to you. Oh, by the way, everybody that did the whole pliers contest, I'll be shipping out some shit to you guys this week. So I haven't forgot about you. It's just taken me a while to do it because I'm an idiot and I have ADD and I really don't pay attention to what I say I'm supposed to be doing. So, yeah. So string up some rope in your car and then use some bungee cords and you can have a rod stored solution in your car. Yeah. Without having to spend $400 or $1,000 or whatever the shit those other ones are. I don't even know how much those other ones cost. I know they're expensive as shit if the price is not on the website. So, yeah, I mean, great, good products, great thought, but, you know, it kind of goes on the lines of an Able Reel, I guess. Just the price point is so stupid that, you know, the everyday fly fisherman, I think, is what you would refer to most people as. Can't even get into that stuff. But then again, an everyday fly fisher might not want to get in that stuff. You know? Get you a rack and, you know, the one you put on your window and your hood and shit like that. That way you can panic when you hit a bump every single time. True story, I was fishing in Wyoming one time. We had like three rods in one of those, what was it, like a sumo rack, I guess? You know, you put one up on the cab, and you suction it down, and you put the other one up on the hood, and you suction it down. We're driving along all hunky-dory, hits a bump. Fucking front one flies up, and the rods start to just flop all over the place. I'm like, holy shit. Obviously, got it pulled over. Got it cleaned off, you know, clean off the hood. That's the biggest thing. Clean off the hood. If you got some dirt on your hood, you're not going to get a good seal. And then you're going to have a heart attack when your sumo rack comes loose and your rods are twisting in the wind. So, one thing about fall that I do love, I forgot to bring this up, is mouse fishing. Good God, I love throwing a good mouse. You know, there's nothing like a trout eating a mouse. Yeah, they can sip dry flies. Yeah, they can smash a dry fly. But knowing that that trout is trying to eat a 3 to 6 inch rodent, Now that is the top of the line predator that I want on the end of my line. And it is, oh God, it is so much fun. Another thing I really like, a little bit of a different direction, is the amount of mouse patterns out there. I mean, you can throw small mouse patterns, like you can probably get away with some mouse patterns like on a 3-weight, which would be awesome. Then there's there's a lot of the bigger ones that I currently fish, which is better suited for like a 6, but you can probably get by on a 5 if you're halfway decent, I think. Yeah, I absolutely love fishing a mouse. Love it. Love everything about it. If you haven't seen the Mighty Mouse video or the Mighty Mouse 2 video, I highly recommend you search for those. Those are very good mousing videos from Alaska, as a matter of fact. A lot of bows. I think there was actually a grayling they caught on a mouse also. So, video recommendation of the week. Another video recommendation, if you're looking to dabble, in the Euro game, the Czech Nymph game, the tight line game, the short line game, whatever you want to call it, highly recommend watching Modern Nymphing. Highly recommend watching it. It's Lance Egan, I believe. He is the store manager in Utah for a well-known fly. Getting to be a well-known fly shop. They had a big online presence forever. So that's kind of where they gained their following, was online. And then now they've got an actual brick-and-mortar store. So he's their... I believe he's their shop manager. But he does it with... I'm not even going to say another name because I don't want to screw that up. But definitely watch Modern Nymphing. I mean, you can take a lot of those principles in the Modern Nymphing video and bring them back into your nymphing game. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to do a, you know, you don't have to be fishing a Euro rig to put some of those principles in play, or take some of that knowledge that you pick up from the video and put it in play. Because there's a lot of stuff on there that is definitely eye-opening, you know, and it definitely changed the way I read the water now. So that's my 2 cents. You gotta get out there, and you gotta fish dries. You gotta nymph it. You gotta streamer fish. You gotta tight line it. You gotta Euro fit. You know, Euro nymph, and you just need to build up your skills for catching fish. Because, like I said, one of these days somebody's gonna ask you, "Hey, man, you want to get into this fly fishing contest?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, you know, I'll do that." But you know, your whole basis of everything you do is nymphing. Well, yeah, that works. But if you're on a picky, you know, you're on a water where the fish are a little picky, i.e., the conejos, nymphing doesn't really produce like it used to. You know, that's one of those rivers that those fish are getting spookier, and they're a little bit more wary of their surroundings. And it's, I know they do a lot of check nymphing down there now. You know, everybody talk to you if you go down there, it's like, "Hey, ditch the indicator, just fish. You know, fish this, and this, and ditch the indicator and do it." So that's just one of my deals, man. I read a lot of stuff. I look at a lot of stuff. I may get gung-ho about a method and then go cold on it for a month. But I'm really looking at just evolving my skill set as much as I can in order to catch as many fish as I possibly can. You know, and it's not necessarily a pride thing. It's just I would rather have a good skill set and go out there and and be confident that I can catch a fish kind of anywhere I go, rather than go out there and be a one-trick pony and not be able to close the deal on something. So that's my feel. And that, you know, that kind of goes for all the bobber hater, you know, the indicator haters, the bead haters. Too fucking bad, man. You don't like a bead, don't fish a bead, okay? Go ahead and fish a glow bug and then tell me how you get that out of the fisher's throat, okay? Let's do that game. Let's play that game instead. Instead of worrying about me pegging a bead because it's plastic, oh no. Why don't you go fish your glow bugs and let me know how that goes when the fish inhales it, okay? And then we'll talk. Bead fishing is fly fishing. A fly is an imitation of a food source for trout. Whether it be, you know, silk and rhea and, you know, all that shit for Atlantic salmon stuff or steelhead stuff, or whether it's a dab of hot glue on a hook for an egg, or, you know what I mean? All of it is artificial. I mean, yes, I understand that, oh, well, feathers aren't artificial. You know, some of the dubbing's not artificial. Yeah, I get that. But you get my point. You're imitating something. And that's all a bead is. A bead is just another tool in your bag to catch fish. You know? And with the amount of beads that are out there, you know, you can go crazy like those guys in Alaska. You know, they drop 5 or 6 dozen beads on Q-tips, or not Q-tips, holy shit, on toothpicks, you know, and they'll start out with a base color, and then they'll have a whole shit ton of nail polish, and they'll custom paint all their beads. Hey, if that's what it takes, fucking get after it. I know I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to Trout Beads, and I'm going to get me some beads, and peg that shit up, and I'm going to catch fish with them, you know, because I know in the fall fish are eating eggs. I know in the spring fish are eating eggs, and I'm not going to be a little snob, little crybaby ass about it, and I'm going to put asses in the seats, as I like to say. And if it's a bead, it's a bead. If it's a streamer, it's a streamer. If I'm fishing 2 nymphs under an indicator, that's what I'm doing. Nymphing with an indicator doesn't make you better, and it doesn't make you worse. It's just another tool to put fish in the basket. End of story. Alright, so before I wrap this thing up, wanted to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of the podcast that has been with us for, it'll be a year in October, but they got on board, they bought into the podcast, and they've been there, and they support it, and share it wherever they can, and I truly appreciate that they do that. And our sponsor, if you live under a rock, or you don't listen to the intro, or you don't listen to the outro, is 5280 Angler. So, big shout out to Ben and Jay. You know, those are my two main points of contact over there. Bunch of great guides, you know, guiding you, like we said, guiding you anywhere from Deckers to Boxwood to Bartle Lakes. You know, they kind of do it all, and they're out on the West Slope as well. They do some stuff out there with another outfitter, so that's pretty cool. I know I am excited because I actually get to go on a guided trip with them this Saturday at Boxwood Gulch. So that is going to be a blast. I can't wait to go do that one. That'll be a great time. And like I said, you know, they're just a bunch of stand-up dudes. You know, they bought in quite a while ago. And even with
even with personnel changes and format changes and whatnot, they've been there and they've stuck by our side. You know, you can't ask for a better sponsor than that. So, like I said, huge shout out 5280 Angler. I know when I see people looking for recommendations of who to hire in Denver, you know, around Denver, they are definitely my first recommendation, and I don't see that changing anytime now. So, like I said, thanks guys, appreciate the love, and hopefully we'll continue our sponsorship partnership and keep doing great things with this podcast. So go visit 5280angler.com. And as a matter of fact, go check on the blog. If you guys haven't been to their page yet, go look on the blog. They've got a lot of blog entries in there. You know, note with some how-tos, some fishing conditions here and there. You know, guide tips, whatnot. So go check it out. I think you'll like it.
Please visit us at troutpornnation.com or find us on Facebook.
I'll make you famous.
Twitter or Instagram. The Trout Porn Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podbean. Don't forget to visit our sponsor, 5280 Angler, at 5280angler.com.
May the force be with you.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.